Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
In the day.
You had my heart.
I just
inside of your hands.
And
she played it.
She played it like you wasn't supposed to meet her.
I am Aretha Franklin, ladies and gentlemen.
And I am Sissy Houston.
And this is The Read.
And I'm back here puzzled. Like, I'm confused.
Bewildered.
I have no idea what's happening around me. I'm not sure why I was invited. I don't know where I am. I don't know the purpose of my standing here.
I'm not here for choreography.
I'm not here for lyrics.
Like, I really would just like to go home and watch Matlock on my DVR and go to sleep. Like, I don't know.
I don't, Aretha, girl, I thought, I didn't. This is charity.
So, for those of you who didn't know, Aretha Franklin has a new album coming out called Aretha
Reloaded.
No, she has an album out called Aretha Franklin Sings the Great Diva Classics. One of those great diva classics is Rolling in the Deep. By one of our faves, Adele.
Slaydell.
And it's literally called the Aretha version. Now, I spent $1.29 on this single just because it made me laugh for 30 minutes. Like, I laughed so hard.
Yes, God is good.
I didn't even see the Letterman performance, because we'll get to that just in a second. But when I tell you, it's not even that she sounds like vocally bad. To me, she sounds like Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that she sounds like, you know, oh, she sounds horrible. It's just the way that she, first of all, why are you singing Rolling in the Deep? Secondly, why are you singing it like this? Like, just in the deep. Like, it's just like, what?
Like, it's a lot.
It's so much. And, you know, in the days where we no longer have Got to Be Real on YouTube, this was actually very refreshing.
It was.
And
it felt like something right out of Got to Be Real.
It did.
It felt like Patti LaHale orchestrated that whole performance on Letterman, because
could not ask for
it. Was something straight off of YouTube. That shit, it was just perfect.
It was so funny.
It was, first of all, for Aretha to be looking like that, I don't.
Stop wearing these gowns.
Why won't y'all just gently touch and say, sis, I'm a friend and I have a concern.
Like, that's why Sissy wasn't looking for it. She was like, all of this back and I can't deal with it. No one could put a shawl over her. like
can we just find something to support Aretha's body? Like, this woman is a living legend. Why doesn't she have undergarments that can keep her
just something
under control on national television? Like, it just feels like there it ought to be in the budget, and it didn't happen for Aretha, but most importantly, Sissy just
was over it.
Could not be bothered at all. Like, was just blatantly in the back, like, kind of opening her mouth whenever the mood struck, but really just not giving a fuck about participating in the performance in the least.
She's thinking about, like, all the meat that she had to go home and season,
right,
for, like, the weekend. And
like, why did I say I was going to come up here? Didn't I tell my grandbabies I was going? Like, just everything else was on her mind. Her grocery just list. And
so perfect. Anyway, it was hilarious.
Her DVR.
If the rest of this album sounds like this single does, Aretha, you can count on me to spend however much on it, because I got the best cackle of life.
Yes.
I mean, and I still respect Aretha, you know, as a legend that gave me, you know, Rocksteady and Chain of Fools and all of that stuff.
Yes.
So anyway, Black Excellence this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to just do two really quick. First of all, I want, someone on Instagram gave me a really good idea, which was to mention Gary Garris, who is the guy who created the app Repost Wiz. Now, actually, like, a few months ago, I think, I was on that Explore page. those of you, I think I mentioned this before, but the Explore page is this section on Instagram that is just shady as fuck. It claims to give you all of these videos and photos based on people you follow and based on things that you like. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like it's more so based on people you would never follow and shit that you hate. But either way, I've seen, you know, I came across this tall, light-skinned gentleman, and I said, yo, let me take a closer look. And come to find out, he was the guy who created Repost Wiz, which is this app that I see y'all use every single day. I had no idea that he was a black guy, but he's got like way over 1 million followers on Twitter. The app is doing really well. I think he's actually from across the street from Jersey. So, you know, congratulations to him creating an app that I see all the time.
Yes, I do too.
I was very, very glad to see that he was one of us.
And apparently you can pay a couple dollars and have that terrible Repost Wiz watermark removed right from your
images.
Yeah,
it's $2.
I think I might have to download the app and pay for it just to support. I don't even repost stuff, but I want to contribute to this young man. Congratulations, doing something good.
Thank you. Yes. And furthermore, stop reposting on two other reposts, because then the video gets blurry. It's just, be classy. Use Repost Wiz the way that it should be used. And ladies, his Instagram is Repost Wiz. That is WHIZ. Follow him and be blessed, because let me tell you something. He's got an app. I'm sure he's making good money.
Yes.
And he is beautiful. So there, I did something, you know, beautiful for everyone today.
Okay.
Going home. There's a hell of a lot of memes here, but he's also gorgeous. So check that out.
Okay. I was going to look him up.
Shout out to Gary Garish. You know how I feel about.
Yes, I do.
Light skin.
As soon as you described him, I said, yeah, I see why you clicked.
And he played basketball, so he's like tall.
Oh, Lord. Not tall and light skinned.
Loves Jesus.
How are you supposed to resist? That's not even, how is that fair? Oh, I'm looking at him now. Oh,
one of you ladies, go on ahead and snatch that up and be good to him, and, you know.
This is right up your alley. Whatever. Oh, it says he loves family. Is he married?
I think maybe. I don't think he has to be married to love his family.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you're right. All right. Well, congratulations to him. He's very
also,
nice looking.
Also, in black excellence.
I feel like you're judging me
I'd like
now.
To acknowledge the jury in Jacksonville, Florida, that found Michael Dunn guilty of first-degree murder.
Was the jury black?
I don't think so, but this is black excellence because it's a small win for us.
All right. Yes, that qualifies.
I think so.
No,
and for
absolutely.
The family of 17-year-old Jordan Davis. And you know something? One would be shocked if he were to walk on a case like this, but I was actually more surprised that not only was he found guilty of the murder, but they gave this nigga life without parole.
Yes.
For the rest of his days.
I think that's Florida law. Like, if you get convicted of first-degree murder, then
you are spending
automatically the rest of your life with no possibility of parole. Good God. Amen. I'm so glad. When they got the convictions a few months back for the other kids that he shot at and didn't kill, I was just like, oh, Lord, they did this on purpose. Right. He's going to walk for this Jordan shit. But no, look at Jesus. This came in right at a point where I think black America was like, it cannot be one more piece of shit. Like, it just.
We needed something.
Something good needed to happen to black people and to Florida. So, amen. Thank God for this jury.
Just a little bit of justice.
Just something. Amen. Just for one family. Come on, God.
Occasionally.
I mean, we still have, you know, thousands of others that are.
We still got to march for, a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
At least we can rest knowing that there was some justice served here.
Yes.
And I still hope that Michael Dunn's hell involves him watching young black kids eating Krispy Kreme donuts and drinking sweet tea.
With Migos up as loud as possible.
And Gucci.
Yes. You know what? I absolutely agree.
Maybe Jeezy's new album, whatever.
Since he told his fiance he don't like that loud thug music, I hope that's all you hear in prison, bitch. I hope that's all you hear for the rest of your life. The same music that made you decide to shoot an unarmed teenage boy. Woo!
I hope they play, Smell Your Dick by Risqué.
Mm-hmm. And when you finally wither and die, I hope Satan has the playlist of bullshit ready for you. Just everything.
Kaya.
Yes. All the things you hate that we love. Everything. Every Atlanta artist just ready on an unending iPod. As you burn in hell. Yes.
So shout out to Jacksonville for that. I was extremely surprised. Last time I was in Jacksonville, first and last time I was in Jacksonville, honey, we were at the gas station and those white folk were looking at me like with visible disgust. Like they look, and I just wanted a bag of Doritos. I was just walking into the gas station to go get some Doritos and they were just like, what the hell are you doing here, monkey?
But I always thought Jacksonville was like a black town and I don't know why I thought that.
Why? Because FAMU was down the street?
Well, yeah, I guess I thought that there was like a significant black population.
Once, and this has always been my experience, once you pass like Fort Lauderdale, maybe West Palm Beach, like once you go north of that, stay in the car. Because it's just not like.
So it turns into Oklahoma then.
Pretty much.
Because in Oklahoma, if you are driving and you're not in like Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Norman, maybe Muskogee. Bitch,
I don't know none of what you just said.
I know you didn't, but
okay. City.
If you're not in one of them four places, bitch, you better pray. Just don't even. It's sundown towns for real. So, all right, well, amen. Shout out to y'all in Florida for getting it right for once.
Amen. So, hot topics this week. Let's start with an Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa update. So,
bitch, I'ma just
Amber Rose, as we. We mentioned on the last show, I believe, filed for divorce from Wiz Latifah because apparently, you know, it's trouble in Green Paradise. Story goes that, well, first let's acknowledge that Amber is supposed to be getting $1 million from the prenup, which I thought that you don't get money from a prenup.
Sometimes you can get a prenup that says if we divorce you will get such and such a number of dollars, or you know, if we're together for 5 years then you can get money, but not if we divorce before then. It's not always just, oh, we got a prenup so you don't get shit.
So you get $1 million after a year.
So if that's what's in your prenup, if you have, you know, if we divorce before 3 years, Amber gets $1 million and that'll be what she gets. It just depends on what you put in the, what you and the lawyers agree on. It don't have to be you don't get shit. So if that's what he signed
this
up for.
This is why we are in the age of the Kim Kardashian girls, where everybody just want to go to the club and find some guy with a whole bunch of money. And not to say that Amber Rose did this, because I believe that Amber Rose is like, first of all, I believe that woman can take care of herself. Mm-hmm. I think that she is adored enough that she doesn't need to date any like rich celebrity. So I'm not saying that that's in this case.
Right.
But I do believe that a lot of women, like, I mean, if you can have a baby with a nigga who has the money and date him and after a year get $1 million, mm-hmm. bitch, I wish I had a uterus.
Don't you? Doesn't it? It looks nice when you
That's why all these bird assholes be in the fucking club. Did you see that girl who tried to kiss Chris Brown on the mouth in the club?
I could not even imagine. And then for people to come back for TMZ and all them to be like, oh, Chris Brown, crazy, violent. Slams
because he shoved this
like,
psycho
I would have shoved that bitch too. Listen, I don't care. You are beat him down brown, and you do need to be careful about where your fists are, and you know, ladies
absolutely.
In the vicinity and all that.
For sure.
But if somebody tries to kiss you, you absolutely have the right to mush or shove that motherfucker out your way.
Ebola
period.
Is just kicking it.
I mean, it just popped up in Dallas yesterday. Like, oh hey, bitch, America. I know y'all thought y'all was free and resistant from my ass, but I'm here. So. Like, nobody's taking any chances with you nasty assholes out here. You just gonna try to put your lips on me, bitch? I've had somebody try to put their lips on
okay,
me.
Okay, we don't have to go back there.
I'm just saying it's nasty as hell. It's not a comfortable
yes,
experience.
Yes, germs, bacteria, disease. Yes. They are digging the scene.
Yes, and pushing Gangsta somebody lean. Is your first instinct. So I'm not mad at Chris for that at
and
all.
And his girlfriend was there. Now, what if Karrueche would have just jumped on his
now,
ass
that's
like
funny.
A little spider monkey?
That's funny. Like, come on.
And just like bit him.
I wish Karrueche would. Like, you gonna pick now to get mad over some girl trying to kiss on Chris?
She's not about that life.
No, she's really not. Because Chris and Rihanna was frolicking all up and down everybody's Instagram.
But again, Rihanna breathes fire. Like, no one's fucking with Rihanna.
That's true. Rihanna is like the top notch of all that whole generation of kids.
I feel like she's like razor sharp teeth. Like, Karrueche. I would never, ever want to piss off Rihanna.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I don't want to be on her bad
side. I want to stay completely out of her way. Did you see BuzzFeed did this whole thing about like 19 times that Rihanna was shady?
Right. And like, I'm sure you could have
That's
done
all?
Way more. Right. I have seen so many Rihanna gifts where she's like rolling her eyes or being like, who the fuck are you talking to?
She's hilarious.
She is. Anyway, we got off track.
Again, so Amber Rose, well, actually, she didn't say that. She did say that she would never cheat on her husband And unfortunately, he can't say the same thing. She said she's devastated, but her focus is the bash.
Yes. Oh, that cute baby.
So cute. Thank you for all the support in this difficult time, she says.
Now, and she's going for sole custody, too.
Which I'm sure she'll get. Here's the thing that was confusing to me. And this is where the story gets insane. Pete Rosenberg from Hot 97 is apparently, like, really good friends with Amber. So he told the entire story of what he claims happened that led to their divorce, which I feel is just strange.
Well, I think if he told the story and he really is good friends with Amber, then she probably gave him the okay to say
But it. I still think it's weird for someone who's not involved to be like, well, I'm going to go and tell everyone. I mean, I get it. Whatever. The point is, he says that Wiz was caught by Amber having a threesome with twins.
Yes. I heard that same story.
And there was a photo of Wiz on Instagram with two twins that kind of look like somebody threw Tish Campbell in like an Easy Bake Oven.
Yes, like. They do. They look real like a bargain basement version of your favorite Instagram girl. It just wasn't. It was like, I mean, cute enough girls. But then you look at Amber Rose and you're just like, nigga, what?
They kind of look like. Like a great value version of like Countess Vaughn. Yes. I don't know. They just weren't. I don't know. But either way.
But just like, it's Amber fucking Rose. When you look at Amber, she looks like she smells and tastes and just everything.
We've
just
seen her like literal vagina.
And it's gorgeous.
And it's beautiful. And I don't even know much about vaginas or how they work. I can't tell you like what the ideal vagina is supposed to look like because that's not my ministry. But at the same time, I saw that photo and I felt as though like if there was a vagina that was supposed to happen, this is what I feel like it should look like.
I mean, there's no bad like designed vagina, I guess. I mean, anyway.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
Either way,
vagina is gorgeous.
This is why I say you can't, like, okay, rock with me here. You can't take it personal when niggas do shit like this. Not to say that you shouldn't leave their asses, but you are Wiz Khalifa.
Right. You look like a burnt match.
You are with Amber Rose.
Right.
With all of that ass, all of that beauty. Who just has all these bitches out here bald with gold hair now. Her and Chris Brown just changed the way light-skinned motherfuckers have just decided to wear their hair in this country now.
Right.
And, you know, she's beautiful. You have a baby together. And, yeah, you're going to sleep with two old, like,
I mean, she is
Lay's chip bag-shaped bitches. Like,
she just has, like, the face from God and that body. And then she could just twerk. It just really makes you wonder what the fuck niggas be going through.
Take personal. It's not about you. Like a nigga, the niggas that cheat are gonna cheat. You can have everything. You can have him coming home to a happy home. You can. I mean, although I don't know that this is a situation. Again, Rosenberg is saying that they have had, you know, some trouble in their relationship for a while. Mm-hmm. But either way, she's still fucking Amber Rose, and those girls were whoever they were. And I mean,
well, the people I know who have interviewed her have said that she goes on. She used to go on and on and on about how like she was just so in love with Wiz Khalifa and so happy.
She used to talk about
she did that
how,
on
like,
who was she? Who did she? Was that Wendy that she interviewed with after she broke up with Kanye and she and Wiz got?
Yes.
Yeah, she did that interview with Wendy and she just went on and on about how
very
she was
candid
so happy. Right. She,
all the time.
Like, I feel like if they did have trouble in their relationship, she would have been willing to work it out until she found out about him and these hoe-ass twins. And then she was like, okay, what I won't do is be disrespected like this. Because, bitch, I'm Amber Rose. Like,
and if
look at my body.
More women would do that.
Come on.
I swear.
Come on.
And it's bitches like these twins that, and I hate to say this, but it is bitches like these twins that make it difficult for a lot of other women. And we, not to say that you shouldn't place blame on the man, because you absolutely should. But again, men don't know a lot of, men like this don't know how to make logical sense when it comes to like sex and pussy and things of that nature. You have
clearly
all the power in the world right there between your legs.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget it. You literally bring life into the world.
Yes.
But besides this, have you ever seen a non-virgin man like who is used to having sex but hasn't gotten pussy in like some months? They look like Chris Rock in New Jack City. They just look strung out. They all look like Casey, JoJo, and DMX. Just be looking like, just like
to.
Exhausted. Like, because like it's their, it's like their life source.
Yes.
You remember in Hocus Pocus when they would like
they
suck the souls
out
of kids?
Right.
That's like, that's how like
they
need
dehydrated.
It.
They look weak.
Right.
Like, Like, they are losing out on some of that life force.
Forget it. And I understand the dick is a beautiful thing. Trust me, we could talk about it for hours. But at the same time, don't ever forget. Okay. Like, respect yourself enough. Right. Like, you two, how do you know that this, you not only do you know that he's in a relationship, you know that he has a wife. Right. And his wife has his child. And you still want to sleep with him with your sister?
With your sister. Can we talk about you nasty bitches fucking a nigga with your sister in the same bed? Bitch, I could possibly never.
I would rather pluck both my eyes out with a screwdriver. Nigga, Phillips. Nigga. With a Phillips screwdriver than... I don't even want to think.
I would rather pull out all of my toenails with my teeth than do a sexual act alongside my brother. You have got to be
fucking kidding
me. I don't
even want to think about my sibling's sexual acts. Like, right. We're good.
And my brother has a kid. And I still just refuse to believe anything like that even happened. The baby just showed up. Like, I don't...
Immaculate. What?
It doesn't even... Because, no, that's my brother. He doesn't...
That's not how...
It doesn't exist. I don't know what you're saying. It's not real. That don't... Shut up.
So, anyway.
It's something wrong with you.
Respect yourself enough. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just be like, you a fuck nigga.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do this because at the end of the day, I got the pussy. So, I'm finna make the motherfucking rules. Plus, like, I don't know.
Like, you gonna feel bad being the bitch on the side. Like, seeing that you caused some hurt in somebody else's relationship is gonna make you feel, if you have a conscience at all, you're gonna feel like a bad person for doing that.
If you have one. But with the point, the problem here is we live, I feel like our culture today, for men, especially men of color, is just kind of like, we're going to do whatever the fuck we want to and deal with it. Like, the whole idea of having a side piece is just like regular conversation these days. And what's worse is there are plenty of people, men and women, who are just okay being the side bitch.
Yeah.
You have to be the loneliest motherfucker.
Yeah. You really do. To continuously.
To just be okay with being somebody's side piece.
You really do.
And you be the first ones to complain when you finally find a nigga to take your ass out during the day and, like, you know, like, call you every night. When you finally find one and he cheats on you, you be the first ones to be balling and keying cars.
Like, oh, wait, but you don't remember when you were hurt, girl? Like, voluntarily, time and time again. Like, everybody fucks up. Now, we don't all fuck up the same way, but if you are a side piece once, I would really pray that you feel convicted about that to where you would not do it again. But I don't understand at all fucking somebody alongside your sibling, much less your own damn twin. I just... You hoes is some new hoes, and I don't understand it. That is just disgusting.
That is it.
That is disgusting.
There is a whole new hoe.
There is a new breed of hoe that we have not previously been exposed to, and these bitches is on some new shit. The rest of us can't keep up. I'm sorry, fucking somebody alongside your twin sister? Bitch, y'all have shared everything else. You had to share, like,
the dick
same,
too?
Like, at the same time? Ugh, no, I can't. Mm-mm.
Disgusting.
Nope.
So, you know, my thoughts go out to Amber and the baby and everyone involved and, you know, the Hot 97 morning show, since they're involved as well, and all of that great stuff.
And Wiz Khalifa, what did he say about that? You ain't first, you last or something. He had some ridiculous quote that came out after somebody asked him about these twins. He said something so utterly irrelevant to, like, what actually happened.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to give a fuck at all.
Yeah, no, he posing, taking pictures with the dog, talking about smile and have a great day, eat you some Oreos, drink some orange juice, it's a beautiful life. Like, nigga, what?
Like, when you smoke, like, 7 bags of the finest weed money can buy every day, I find it very hard to believe that he is.
Yes, and that's why he is starting to look like a roach, because that is just the amount of weed that he smokes. It's like, to the point where you just...
And I've heard that Amber doesn't smoke weed.
Wow.
And I remember before, you know, I found the light, when I would date guys that were, like, complete potheads, which is, like, every guy that I ever dated. Mm-hmm. And it's... I wouldn't say it's burdensome, but
it seems like it would take
some getting used to.
Yeah. I never dated anybody who smoked weed or anything. I feel like in Oklahoma, that just wasn't really that big of a deal. Or if it was, I just was not hanging out with the real niggas. So.
Every guy I've ever dated, talked to, whatever, all smoke weed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like that's a lot to put up with.
Professionally. Like, has his own rolling papers. Everybody knows it,
right?
Anyway, so let's talk about Amanda Bynes. So,
I avoided this on purpose.
Amanda Bynes was apparently kicked out of the Fashion Institute of Lemaire.
What?
Because she keeps coming to school high on weed.
Yes, I mean, okay.
Which, I mean, it's at first doesn't really sound like a big deal to
me. Are they not
you know,
all
like,
on drugs?
I mean, I would think, but apparently she is not very good at hiding it.
Oh.
They say she would come in the class sometimes with glasses on and then, like, laugh out loud like at nothing. Like...
So the bitch was like a stereotype.
Like, right. Like,
come in smelling like incense with your hair uncombed.
She also paid her fellow students to do her homework.
Jesus.
And got caught cheating on a test. And when she got called out on it, she like threw a huge fit. They say she's always arguing with people. And so the school kicked her out last month. So.
Okay.
Keep Amanda in your prayers. Hopefully she's not. You know, walking down that same
so
line.
So was she mentally ill before? I feel like her parents finally got
something
through to her and
wrong.
Then she was gone for a while and then she came back looking like she
yeah,
had
they
exited her Kesha phase.
They said that she was doing, well. I heard like stories from her parents saying she was cleaning up her act and they were just going to stay praying for her. But, you know,
yeah,
you
okay.
got to keep her in your prayers.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. We used to tear her the fuck apart before we found out she was like...
I mean, because she was like, she was breaking into people's like homes or...
Setting fires
like,
in the
driveway. Pissing in their driveways and egging houses. I don't, whatever. She lost it.
Yeah.
So the Kardashian Wests have not been having the greatest time at Paris Fashion Week.
So I feel like since this is the fourth quarter of the year, I shouldn't have to do anything that Jesus wouldn't want me to do. And Jesus would not like me to talk about these hoes.
Apparently, they were booed at one fashion show for arriving to their seats late. And instead of just sitting down and enduring it, Kanye decided to stand up and explain. Like, what? They also had an incident with a man who assaulted Kim as she was exiting one of her cars.
Oh, God.
So then they decided to go get armed guards and Brinks SUVs.
Really, bitch? Really?
Ride around and go to show.
Y'all are.
And the worst part about all of this is North just wants to be at home. Now, this is where I am actually concerned because I'm sick and tired of my baby just being upset like this. Like, she can't deal. Like, I'm telling you that she understands. She's at an age now where she understands what's going on around her and she's not having it. And I don't expect her to. She's, you know, a child of the Kardashian West.
Right.
And her name is Northwest. Like, she's like, don't even ask for this child to spell it because she's like over it already. Like, she's pissed
right.
that you even named her this. And now, for some reason, you expect for her at the age of one to sit at a Givenchy fashion show for however long. And get into this new collection. Like,
right.
She's a baby. Like, all she wants, some sliced apples with some honey or some peanut butter, and Sesame Street or Doc uh-huh. McStuffins or Baby Einstein's, whatever the fuck kids are watching today.
Yes.
What the hell made you think? Now, this is Kanye, and I still do have respect for Kanye, sort of. And, you know, I'm still a Kanye fan at heart. And I adore the baby. I want to say that I slightly get it. Because I can understand if you are passionate about something, wanting to expose your baby to that. But, like, why would you want to take your baby to all of these fashion shows? First of all, why does she have on this sheer gown?
Like, let me, that is where I was just like, hold the goddamn phone.
Why is she wearing...
Who at Givenchy put this baby in a lace black, this fucking, like, bodice? Why, like, It's just, it, no, that shit I do not understand.
And this is why you know
in
that
this, like,
she knows.
Little sexy dress. Like,
this is
top,
why you understand. Woo. Because when they got out of the vehicle and Kanye and Kim are holding her hands, trying to walk her in, she is bawling. Yeah. Like, the baby is like, I don't want nobody to see me like this. Like, she's just like, why do y'all keep doing this shit to me? I don't want to be a part of none of this. I want to keep up with y'all. I want to keep up with the snacks. I want to keep up with cartoons. Like, I don't want to keep up with the Kardashians. I want to keep up with SpongeBob, Patrick, and Sandy. That's yes. it. Like, why do y'all keep making me do this? Like, it. Look up the photos.
That poor baby.
Of Northwest at Fashion Week. Like, she is disgusted. She's looking at all these people's outfits. Like, bitch, first of all, what do you have on? You spin here and you want me to say hi to you? Like, can we just go yes. home? At one point, they had to break the iPad out so that she could have something to do because see, she was visibly pissed. See.
And that's when somebody needs to come get her and carry her ass back to the hotel room where she can watch Doc McStuffins on the fucking DVR and play around with her toys and have her snacks and go to bed. Like, what? Let that baby drink her juicy juice in a fucking onesie. You know what?
Why? Where is the nanny?
I understand, like, narcissists want their baby to be at the center of attention because there's nothing more important to a narcissist than everybody paying attention to them. And they know good and fucking well bringing that one-year-old to a fashion show is going to put attention on them that would not be there otherwise.
Right. I mean, I assumed, you know, for them, especially for the Kardashians, it's all about the look because that's all they have to sell to us.
Right.
And they know that, you know, North is this super famous baby and everyone's always talking about her and always want to see new pictures of her and stuff. So let's somehow submerge her into our world of fashion by putting her in all of these ridiculous outfits and dragging her around to these fashion shows with us. She's a baby. And I don't like to tell people, I don't like to talk to people about parenting because I don't have any kids. Amen. Thank you, God. I will thank you again for that today.
Look at you.
Thank you, Jesus, Jehovah Jireh.
There's no
for
need.
Not. Anyway.
Yes.
So, you know, I that's a sensitive subject. Uh-huh. And again, I understand wanting to expose your baby to something that you're passionate about. But for me, it's more than that. It's just about like, oh, look at North. Look at the family at the show mm-hmm. or whatever. This baby just wants to be in something comfortable, watching some cartoons and eating something sweet. And she's pissed. Like, she's like, we see how right. angry she is. She's. Did you see the post, the picture that I put on Instagram?
Yes.
Where she's like, oh, where literally she was... throwing her head back. Yes. And she's just like, bruh, oh my God, how long is this show gonna take?
That's exactly what she was looking like. Like, I could see if she was sitting there and she looked like really excited, or if she even just sat there with a straight face. But North was sitting there like, can someone remove me? Like, I don't give a fuck about none of this. None of these Parisian bitches, none of these models.
It's
none of these
loud.
Fashions. I don't give a fuck about the music, the lights, the camera, the action. Like, can somebody just take me away from this? This situation, I don't enjoy it.
I don't understand how you could be so concerned for your well-being that you're hiring armed guards and you're driving around in armored vehicles, allegedly. Mm-hmm. But then you're taking your baby out to fashion shows that she don't even want to fucking be at.
Not
and there was
mention.
One photo where she's, actually this photo was really beautiful. She's like looking up at Kim, and Kim's looking down with this completely beat face, looking down yes. like, pull it together.
She looks very
like,
plastic.
At the very least, I can give her that, because she was looking at that baby like, no, pull it the fuck together. It wasn't even my idea to bring you here. It's, you know, it's your grandma. This is how we get paid. Now suck it up. Suck it the fuck up. Like, she was looking at her like,
baby.
Just pull it the fuck together. How is she supposed to deal with this?
I feel like Kim is always very aware of the camera. Like, in those pictures of her and North at Fashion Week, it just looks like she's definitely posing. Like, she's giving you a specific
yeah.
look with her eyes, and she's holding her body in such a way, like, she That's knows
her,
her angles and shit. Like, she's very aware of every single picture.
The bitch
taking.
Is putting out a book with hundreds of selfies in it. Like,
yes.
she, yes.
If there's anything she can do is take a picture. And
she
that's
knows.
How she gets you. Because you get fooled. No. Because you get fooled into thinking she might not be that trash of a bitch. You start looking at her pictures and you're like, oh, this is really sweet, or this is cute.
I'm not going to doubt. I mean, I
she
really
knows
feel
how to
like.
Pose.
I feel like I'm not going to judge her parenting because I don't know them well enough. All I know is the photos that I've seen. And photos can be a million things. Like, I won't take it past what I can tell. Mm-hmm. And I can tell that Northwest did not want to be at that motherfucking fashion show. And that's it. But there are plenty of times y'all be dragging your babies off, you know, to church and the movies.
All kinds
like,
of stuff.
How the fuck is your baby at watching No Good Deed? Like,
nobody,
what?
Nobody like, understands that.
I don't understand at all.
And
get
then
a nanny.
You
want
to sit there and try to console him while he starts screaming? Oh, absolutely not. Get, if you're going to be bold enough to take an infant to the movies, get your ass up and exit as soon as that baby gets to making some noise. Why not just stay at home? Like, they have ways for you to order movies right there on the goddamn television, like 2 weeks after they come
Why
out.
Why not just stay at home?
Would it have killed them to leave North with a nanny or her grandma? It was no reason for Kris Jenner to be front row at anybody's fashion show.
At all.
Nobody is looking None. At her and thinking, yes, ma'am.
No reason at all.
I don't see why Nana Gigi or whatever she calls her, because I'm sure it's not grandma.
Kris. Kris.
Kris. Do you really think she has
Jenner. That is what her kids call her, her grandkids.
I can't.
There ain't a single, not Nana, Mima, Grandma, Mama, Gina, me, none of it.
None
Kris.
Of it. Not Sugar Booger.
Nothing.
That's, anyway, fucking Kris Jenner could have got her ass up and took that baby out, like anything. But y'all just had to have her there for your pictures. You just had to be on the blog.
And then her damn daddy got these fucking Need for Speed arrows done cutting his damn head. Like, where are you even going? They just...
Kanye deadass has the chevron in the front of his head. And like, nobody
front
is saying
and sides.
Why is nobody saying, nigga, you look like a fucking Speedway. Why is nobody pointing this out to you? The same man who said he didn't want North to be photographed or on TV and he was going to let her decide whether she wanted to be famous and all this shit. Now all of a sudden she front row at Givenchy. Okay, nigga.
Pissed.
You got it.
And pissed.
And mad about it.
Like.
Okay. Y'all anyway. Just keep on over there with your bullshit.
So. Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey had Paula Deen on his show recently, right?
No, that's not right.
This show is supposed to air. Actually, it should be airing today. So you can probably go and find the footage somewhere online if you're listening to this and haven't seen it yet. But he had Paula Deen on the show. I don't know entirely what they talked about. Probably the word nigga or grains. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere Silver. In the interview, he mentioned that Paula Deen will be having 100 quote-unquote fatherless boys. Oh, I'm reading this incorrectly. I'm sorry. Let me be 100% because he apparently had 100 fatherless boys come to his camp in Dallas for Father's Day, where they probably learn how to change tires. I don't know. What
was it like? Okay, that seems counterproductive to me. Does that... Hey, we heard you don't have a dad, so...
So Paula was on the show and apparently they're going to have 100 boys from his Steve Harvey mentoring camp fly to Savannah so that she can teach them culinary skills.
You know, oh,
boys
really?
Who are interested in cooking, learning to cook and things like that. He also said that, you know, sometimes apparently you just need... see the good in people, or there's good behind everything. I don't know what the quote is, but he definitely wants for all of y'all to leave his friend alone. I don't know if she gave him like a lifetime supply of Lori's. Definitely not. I don't think that Paula Deen knows what Lori's is. But he wants us to mention that he doesn't give a damn. Like he was very aggressive in letting us know that he wants for us to say he doesn't give a damn.
Okay.
And if I can just take from the wise words of Young Bloods and Lil Jon, if you don't give a damn,
nigga,
we don't give a fuck.
That's how it goes. Don't start no shit. Won't be no shit.
Don't nobody want to go to Django's Butter Academy, bitch. Are you stupid?
Steve Harvey is starting shit with black people right now. What? Like, you asking for a fight, my nigga. Really? You just going to turn on the race like this? You going to send 100 black boys to some racist old southern white woman so she can what? Teach them how to be slaves? Y'all, okay, so this group is going to be the house niggas, and this group is going to be the field niggas, and I'm going to teach y'all how to run the kitchen and y'all how to run the backyard. Like, really? Why would you send 100 black kids to go intern with Paula Deen of all fucking people?
Now,
you trying to tell me there are no black chefs in America?
I know the Neelys have gotten a divorce or whatever,
but
I'm sure that you could have gone and got, even if you would have gotten a white chef, like, you know, I'm a barefoot Contessa girl myself.
Yes.
You know, you could have gone and hit up Ina or Ina.
Yeah, you could have. That could have happened. Like, but no, you couldn't. You had to pick the one who called us niggas.
Like, what the fuck? Okay, now here's the thing. I do believe that Paula Deen probably is like a nice lady. And I also feel like those kids who go down there will probably have fun. They'll probably learn to make something really cool and, you know, eat some nice stuff and maybe go and see a haunted house. I don't know, whatever.
Them kids is going to eat fried peach pies
and then
shit.
They're going to go home. But my thing is, why did you feel... It just feels like nigga saving. Like, I don't know what is up with Steve Harvey and Kanye West and all these other people that just want for rich white people to accept them, even when they have shown racism. Like, even when they have made it clear that they feel a particular way about black people or have. Right. Why you still want to champion for them is beyond me. I don't understand it. Like, right. You feel like, so there's some good in Paula Deen? Sure, there's probably some good in lots of people. Like, there's some good in everybody. But you felt like because you wanted people to look at your friend differently, you go send her down to these 100 black kids to do what? So that she, the alleged reformed racist, can teach them how to make deep fried candy corn? Are you fucking dumb?
Especially when she had a lawsuit against her from her own damn employees saying that she didn't treat them right either. Like, was treating the black staff crazy different and would make comments about how she wanted to have like a one of the slave era type of dining experiences, dinner parties and shit. Why would you send black kids down there to be influenced by somebody like this? Because that bitch wrote you a check. And I'm real fucking tired of black people who get checks from white people and all of a sudden want to be like, y'all don't act like this, y'all know y'all got family that's racist too and everybody got some good in them and Jesus wants y'all to forgive. Bitch, shut up, just say Paula Deen wrote me a big ass check and I'm sending them kids down there and y'all are gonna get the fuck over it, and I don't give a shit if your black ass is mad about it, because that's really what the fuck you saying.
I guess I'm done. So those are the hot topics for this week, and we'll take a break and come back in a second. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors at Audible. As always, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/theread, you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Audible offers so many amazing, amazing titles, including bestsellers like Gone Girl, Fault in Our Stars, and The Maze Runner. So go and check them out right now.
Yes, Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from in all different genres, and it's not a streaming or rental service. You actually own your books. They have a free exchange for any book you don't like, so there's really no risk involved. So head on over to audiblepodcast.com/theread. Like Kid Fury said, you get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. They have apps for iPhone, Android, and Windows phones, so no matter which one you have and whether it bends, it's sure to work with Audible. So again, that's audiblepodcast.com/theread for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial.
Yes, that's right. You can choose from more than 150,000 titles in every single genre that you can imagine. So go check them out. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you. And let's get back to the show. All right, so now it's time for the listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we may just read it aloud on the show. Also, if you've sent in a question before and you have an update, make sure you send it to us. Let us know what happened with you. Our first question this week comes from Justin, who says, hey, Kid Fury and Crystal, I was wondering what the protocol is when denying a friend's birthday celebration invitation on the basis that you just don't want to participate in what they're doing. On any normal circumstance, I would just not go to something a friend was planning and wanted to do if I didn't. But what about significant events like birthdays? Should I just make up a small lie to get out of it or be straightforward and say that I don't want to go? Maybe I'm just overthinking this, but I don't want to be rude. I love listening to you both. Thanks, Justin.
Well, Justin, I don't have enough information here.
Well, like if it's your friend's, if your friend is doing something for their birthday and you really don't want to go.
I think it depends on what it is.
Well, it's just, he's just saying it's something he doesn't normally enjoy doing. Like if somebody...
Yeah, but some things you just, you can suck it up and just go.
Well, I think that's what he's asking. Like if it's something where you just like, listen, girl, I absolutely don't want to go to the club. I don't enjoy the club. I'm morally against the club. Like whatever. Do you just not go? Or do you suck it up because it's your friend's birthday?
That's up to you, Justin. You know what it is that your friend wants to do for his or her birthday. I think that you can also be honest with yourself whether or not it's something that you can suck up and participate in. And if it's just something that you absolutely cannot see yourself doing, if it's something that you feel like you would go there and be miserable and bring down the energy or the morale, right. Then you know what? You can just say to them, Like, look, did he say make up a lie?
Yeah, like, do you tell, like, a little white lie, like, oh, I'm busy or I'm booked or so I have something else at that time, or do you just suck it up and go?
You can either suck it up and go, and if not, then you can say, listen, love you down. Maybe we can do something, you know, separate at another time to celebrate your birthday, but I really, really, really do not want to do this. And what's more is I don't want to bring, like, a funky energy to your celebration. I'm really sorry. You know I fuck with you the long way and the short, but can't really do this here. Right. But that is something, like, if they're asking you to, like, go cliff jumping or something, like, because, bitch, you asked me to jump out of a plane for your birthday and I'm telling your ass no.
So you're not gonna come?
Hell no.
Skydiving with me for my 33rd? No. That's the whole day. First I'm gonna shave my head and then we're all gonna go skydiving.
By your goddamn
See,
self.
See, that's rude.
And y'all let me know how it happens if you make it back.
I actually agree. Like, really?
I'm not doing it.
I think that if it's something, you need to consider whether the friend would just suck it up for you. Like, if it was something your friend really didn't want to do, would they just get over it and put on a happy face for the sake of your birthday? Or would your friend be like, fuck it, bitch, I'm not even going to put forth the effort?
That as well.
Yes. So decide whether it's that good of a friend, and then decide whether you're going to be able to go without an attitude. Because don't go if you're going to sit there stank the whole time. You really need to stay your ass at home and just do something else separately. But otherwise, don't be a bitch about it. Like, come on, it's your friend. It's their birthday.
Yeah.
You can jump out of a plane. They give you, you can
Are
have
you
a
dumb?
Parachute.
Never.
I'm not even like planning to jump out of a plane, but if I was,
that
you would
to
be the
all
last one.
Of you white folk out there, and
I've never done none of that bungee jumping, none of it.
Adrenaline addicted Negroes. Y'all have at it.
No,
None
I can't do
me.
It. Ever since Trevor died on Fresh Prince, bungee jumping, I have
enough
not,
reason for me.
I have no desire at all to do none of that thrill seeking shit.
I only went jet skiing for the first time like last year.
Every time I see somebody on jet skis, I'm like, that looks fun. But then I'm like, ooh, but how easy is it to just fly right on out that thing, hit your head on the side and die? Like, that's automatically where my head
and
goes.
I fell off.
Oh, did you really?
In the ocean.
Were you scared?
Like the nigga, like the big
the
ocean.
The deep ocean.
Like the, like.
Like the wheel, like, where you can't just touch the bottom.
Right.
Oh, that's
that
scary.
It's real out here, ocean. Like.
Fuck.
Like,
did
you
they have to come out
far.
With a big ass net and get you?
No, like, it, like, I think we had like a really sharp turn or something. It was actually my friend DJ Dimples and I.
Oh, okay.
And turned over and she was pissed.
So it was because
that was the only time that we had ever, it was like after a celebration of Sweet Heat. Mm. You know, she'll always go jet skiing and it was like she always goes and it was the only time she'd ever fallen off. And of course my black ass was steering it. So
oh Lord.
Everyone was pissed. But you know, I just swam as fast as I could back to that motherfucker and hopped off and just hoped that nothing grabbed me on the way. And,
oh God, I was in Miami last week and I touched a jellyfish for the first time in the ocean. That scared the shit out of me.
I'm sorry, what?
I had never touched a jellyfish before.
Why did you touch a jellyfish?
Because it was right there by the shore, by the ocean.
So you intentionally touched
it? No. Like, I was in the water and I was going out deeper and then a jellyfish just happened to glide right under my hand.
Yeah, they be out there.
And I just so happened to scream like a little bitch in the middle of the ocean. Like, I was not prepared for that sensation. Yeah. That scared the shit out of me. So I forgot what we were talking about.
Next letter.
Yes, let's move on. This comes from, let's just call her Andrea since she didn't leave a name. And it's called Help Undercover Shady Ho Business. So that gives you a little idea of what we're working with today.
Okay.
So Andrea says, I'm Egyptian and I'm Muslim. And I don't know if you guys know this, but in my religion, having sex before marriage is a huge sin. I'm pretty sure that's in everybody's.
Yeah, girl, I don't know.
I think that's universal.
If you
across.
Know this. But it's pretty bad.
Most of them have.
Across the board.
Yeah. So even though Christians just. Anyway, we're not going to do
it. I'm
that.
Sure maybe they're just. Maybe they
Maybe
take
they
it more
say it
seriously.
And they mean it. Right.
Yeah, they mean it.
Because Christians say it, but. Mm-hmm. I'm hard pressed to think of anybody I know who really was a virgin when they got married.
Tyler
like,
Perry.
Okay, let's not do this because she has not even walked down the aisle.
Yeah, she doesn't
have
anything to do with us.
Anyway, we're going to keep going. I have this one friend who I caught her telling her boyfriend about me and my past relationships, and she was telling him information that I trusted her with. I got more curious and read her messages one day and came to find out that she has had sex with her boyfriend but claims that she's still a virgin. Did I say virgin?
I don't know.
Virgin.
We got it.
Our community is tight-knit, and I get why she does that, but she always talks so much shit about the other girls who have had sex with their significant others and aren't married. She also comes running to me to talk shit about religious girls that I know and claims that they're all undercover hoes who get down. The fact that this is, like, a thing, like, within the religion, like, somebody has sex and you go around, like, talking shit about them, I love that shit. Let's see. It makes me so mad to know that she's not even a virgin, but still goes around talking shit about everybody else instead of embracing her adulterous ass self. Jesus, God. Should I tell her that I know she's an undercover hoe and to shut the fuck up and how I found out, or should I let it go and not blast her ass?
Okay, so here's the thing, Andrea, or whatever.
Yes. This is not nearly as hoey as I thought it was going to be.
First of all, judging by the way that this letter was written, some of the vocabulary that you chose to use, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that all y'all are doing whatever the fuck you want. So, you know, I understand how religion goes and all of that, but this just seems like a whole bunch of mess that you could avoid.
Yeah.
If you want to just, you know, kick shit off, I guess, what would you do? Say, hey, girl, like, looked through your messages and found out that you're fucking, so you might want to shut your motherfucking ass up. Like, how about you just say, hey, friend, let's not worry about what everyone else is doing with their vaginas. Let's, you know, graduate or, you know,
go to the mall,
learn a trade, yeah, or, like, craft or run for office. Like, Lord, why God, don't we do something besides gossiping about our friends and enemies and their genitals? Like,
well, I mean, I remember gossiping a lot as a teenager about my enemies, but just going around discussing your friend's vagina and what she's doing with it seems a little OD to me, even if you are, like, very religious. I don't understand, I mean, why y'all are, like, that obsessed with it.
Talk about who fucked who is not, like, it's not some crazy bullshit, yeah, that just, no, fell out of the sky today.
Right,
like,
no. It's been around for a very, people gossip very all the time.
We do it on this show every single motherfucking week. All I'm saying is, this doesn't seem like an issue to me. Like, you know, yeah, I get that she's doing a lot by saying such and such, and she's kind of being a hypocrite in a sense. But what are you going to do about it? Are you going to call her out on it and say, I know because I went through your messages, which, girl, why did you even do that in the first place?
Right.
Or are you going to be like, you know what I would rather do? Not give a fuck about who's fucking.
Right.
That just seems like a way better choice.
Like, I don't think I would be concerned with putting her on blast, like, going back to everybody else and being like, you talk all this shit about non-virgins, but I know you've been fucking because I hacked into your text. Because it's just kind of like, like, I just don't think I would be that invested in what somebody else is doing. I think I would rather say to her, like, girl, listen, I know what's up. I know that you and condoms are familiar with one another, and I'm not judging. I don't care. Like, I would just rather not even participate in this crazy catty, like, back and forth of who's fucking who and who still has their virginity and all this. Like, I just can't be bothered. Like, I have other shit to do.
No one in this story has swapped genitalia with you.
Right.
So, I don't really see how this is, like, a problem for you. Again, two choices. Pick whichever one you want.
Right. Okay, so our last question comes from Amanda, and she says, have either of you ever used an online dating website? I'm looking to date online, and I'm wondering if you guys have ever had any success. So, if so, which one? And can you tell us about what happened? Also, are you currently looking? Crystal, I know you mentioned you would get at Brittany Griner, but is there anyone else? First of all, I don't appreciate y'all continuing to bring up Brittany Griner when she left me for a straight girl. Like, that hurts.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I don't think y'all realize, like,
men poussay. Yeah.
So, no, I'm not looking, because every time I try to fall in love, I end up getting left for a white girl or a straight girl or sometimes both. And I'm tired of being hurt. As far as online dating websites, I have had profiles on online dating websites before, but it's always been something that, like, me and my friends all set up, and then we just kind of was like, oh, let's see who replies to us. Like, I've never seriously looked for a date on a website, but I don't think I would be, I mean, at this point in my life, I would be against it, but, like, back in the day when I was, like, real heavy on, like, Downlink or whatever, I probably would have. If I had met somebody, like, on one of those gay or lesbian sites, I might have gone out with them. Or really, I remember like Black Planet being how a whole bunch of people met up, like a whole bunch in college. It was like everybody, that one might be a little bit old for you, but back then it was a whole bunch of niggas in Black Planet chat, like hooking up and making friends and babies and all kinds of shit. It was like Twitter, really.
Is this a woman or a man?
This is a woman.
Okay, well, I can't do shit to help you.
Why? Gay men have dating web. Gay men have apps, even. Like,
for gay men, girl.
I mean, but still, the experience, it can't be that different. It's still dating, right? Like,
what is her question?
The question is, have you ever used an online dating website? If so, which one? And did you have any success? Like, do you?
Oh, I thought she was trying to, like, find some suggestions.
No, not, like, help me. No. Whoa, no. Nobody knows, like, a recommendation for you, girl. Nobody, no. I've heard good things about eHarmony from white people. I don't know any black people who've used
it. I've heard that Match.com. Well, I've heard, like, good stories about Match.com and OkCupid. I've done the online dating thing only because I feel like it's a little bit harder for gay people to find, like a date.
Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely done it before. I'm not currently doing it just because.
Too famous.
Girl, shut up.
I mean, that's really it though.
I think that what I would like out of a date at this point, I don't know that I'm going to find it in those avenues, so I'm not entertaining that. You know, like,
do you want to tell the boys what you are looking for in a date?
Calm down.
I don't mean like the love boat or something.
Like, if I wanted to get, if I want to get laid, whoa, then certainly, because whoa, that's what, like, that's what those things are for.
Oh God.
From my experience. Yeah. And the straight ones too. Like, these, let's not, like, look, if you're trying to find a date, I would go on some, like, go to the people who got commercials.
Yes. I would not download an app if you are looking for, like, love and happiness.
Because straight, think it's on apps. Gay, bisexual, transgender.
That Tinder or whichever one you swipe to let somebody know you like them.
Fuzzy.
I don't,
what are the people who fuck Teddy Ruxpin?
Oh, yes. I remember that MTV, that documentary about them.
Those are what those apps are for.
The furries.
Furries.
Yes.
You know, and everybody, they have like all those different things. I mean, you know, and that's your business. I don't see anything wrong with it as long as you're protecting yourself, you know. So, hey, girl, you know, in the meantime, you may want to look up and see what the girls are doing on Tinder and Snapchat and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never like had like a worthwhile dating experience from a site or app. Not that I can remember.
Okay. Well.
But BGC's forums used to be so much fun. Like, they used to be so fun when you could post, like, I haven't been on BGC in, like, literal years, but, like, at one point you could post photos and GIFs, and so it was super shady, and we'd go on there all the time and talk about, like,
everything.
You know, celebrities and Beyonce and Lauren London. I used to have, like, a bunch of Lauren London GIFs and New York GIFs.
Really?
We just talk about bullshit and listen to, like, I think Asante used to have, like, a Blog Talk radio show back then, too.
On all on BGC?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was fun. But then they, like, banned photos or something at one point, so it wasn't as shady, and I stopped. I deleted my account.
So you were only there to be a bitch.
Once it free ever since.
So once it focused on sex, you were like, okay, well, that's my cue.
Because there was nothing, like, there was nothing there for that. Like, I can't even. That's,
was it
not
just a bunch of?
It doesn't work.
Okay.
I mean, I again, like, if my focus was to get laid, then that would be
no issue. Right.
No issue at all. But like trying to have a conversation with someone, even like light conversation, like most niggas today. But again. Patricia, Lord, whatever your name is, you don't have to worry about that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Most guys is just kind of like, so are you a top or a bottom? It's like, girl, well, shit, can we talk about what I have for breakfast or something?
Right. I was going to say hi first, but since we're here already, I guess we won't.
And that has its use as well. You know, I'm in the season premiere. Like, I'm in a season premiere of my life right now, I think.
Okay. What does that mean?
And so, like, I just feel, like, very refreshed. I feel like this is the beginning of, like, something awesome. I'm about to have, you know, I'm about to move into my own apartment soon.
Yes.
God willing, everything works out. And, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, I just kind of feel like I'm on a reset for some reason.
Like, so new shit is coming your way.
Maybe I need to, like, be a hoe.
Oh, are you going into your hoe season?
No.
I never had one, and I feel a little bit left out.
I feel like it's too late. I'm about to be 27.
Oh, please. What? You said that like, oh, I'm about to be 77. 27 is
like,
not too old.
Like, don't usually people go through like their whole phases from like, what, 18 to 23?
Yeah,
to
so be glad you're going through it now when you're old enough to like have some discretion about who you hoeing with and using condoms and all that instead of being young and stupid and ending up with a baby. Mm. Like a whole bunch do. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
all I really want, especially now that it's getting cold, is somebody that I can kick it with and we can watch Netflix and eat like fat things. Mm-hmm. That someone who understands my shade and he's like really good in the sack. And, okay, you know, obviously light skin with tattoos is also a fun portion, but it's not a necessity.
I would love to see you in this new season gravitate towards maybe not your standard light skin. Like, I understand the appeal. Mm-hmm. And I've seen your choices. They are fine. Like, your men are fine. They
okay.
Are.
All right.
I'm acknowledging that.
Okay.
But I just feel like the Almond and the Chocolate Brothers have something to offer you also and as well. And I want you to just be open to it.
I'm completely open to it. Listen, I'm not going to say, it's not that I'm not attracted to dark guys. Mm-hmm. I absolutely am. It's just always light skinned niggas that get me. I don't know what. And every time, and I'm also not the aggressor. Like, I'm not an aggressive person at all. I'm actually really shy when it comes to like guys and stuff. So usually the guys that will take the step and be like, oh, so what's up, are light skinned.
Yes.
Like, the light skinned guys are always the ones that get me.
It's the same with lesbians. Like, it's always light skinned studs who come to me. Like, it's always, it's never darker girls. And I don't get that at all. But I'm also not going to approach anybody ever. Like,
doesn't.
That's not my, I don't care how fine you are.
I've tried, and it's literally like, trying to put that circle inside of the triangle. Like, yeah. It's awkward and dumb, and I just look and
because I don't know
stupid.
What to say to you. I'm gonna go up to you and like try to wink sexily.
I'm trying to get
some shit.
I'm trying to get Dustin to be like, you know, like my Fonzworth Bentley, or like,
yes,
like train me to be like,
hey, that is a good idea. Dustin could do that. Dustin could have classes on how to approach others and to get some numbers because he's very good at it. I've seen
very
Dustin
suave.
Get a phone number in like less than 30 seconds and then move on like he was buying a bag of chips. Like,
that must have been a rough day for Dustin because
it takes nothing. Child, Dustin put on one of them V-necks and put some coconut oil on his chest. It's game fucking
okay.
over. I'm
all
just
right.
saying, he gets the young ones all the time, so I'm not hating or nothing, but yes. Something like that would be very useful for me.
I'm just a young nigga from Dade that wants to stack these chips and build an empire. And
yes.
if you would like to, you know, hey, watch a DVD every now and then and laugh together, that's all I want. I don't expect nothing. I don't expect anything out of a nigga, honestly, besides like honesty, maybe like some company.
Yes.
That, because everything else I can give to myself. I don't need a nigga for shit.
Right. Yes. Amen. I love that attitude. Okay.
So those are the letters.
Yes. That wraps up the list of letters this week. If you have a question, send it to asktherita@gmail.com and we will be right back.
No, we're going to stay right here.
Oh, no, we're going to stay right here.
And it's time for the read.
Yes, it is. Do you want to go first this week or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first because I'm sure that you have.
No, I'm not doing no black power shit this week. I'm not. I'm in a good mood. I'm not going to let nobody bring me down.
You're
not going
to talk about the white lady who had a baby that was mixed and it was nasty.
You know what? No, but that shit was quite interesting to me. But no, that's not what
okay,
I'm talking
well, we
about
can
this
save
week.
That.
Okay. Do you want to go or nah? You got it?
You can go.
Okay. So my read goes out this week to one Miss Bridget Jackson in the state of Georgia, who filed her taxes and was expecting to get a $94 million tax refund. Now, you might be thinking, does Bridget Jackson own Coca-Cola? Does she own Georgia Power? Because why else would she be getting such a big ass refund? No, she filled out her tax form in such a manner as to where a $94 million refund is what was calculated as being owed to her.
So she lied her ass
yes.
off.
Yes. She fabricated like shit to the IRS and expected to get this $94 million check. Now, what the crazy part about this.
It's like you're begging to be audited. Whoever.
Sis, you're begging to be audited. Not $1 million. Not
$94 million. whoever the fuck at the Internal Revenue Service saw that shit for the first time probably laughed themselves into a coma. Please continue.
Didn't even have to, because the Georgia State Revenue Agents obviously saw this and was like, let's make a phone call to one Miss Bridget. Called Bridget and told her to come by the supermarket to pick up her check. Now, you gotta be a special ass hood ass bitch to think that the government is gonna have you come by fucking Publix
to pick up your $94 million check. What a dumb ass.
You had to be a dumb bitch, first of all, to even file the tax forms in the first place to get this amount. You had to be an even bigger of a dummy bitch to be like, let me go down to the Piggly Wiggly and pick up my check. This bitch actually showed up and was arrested like on site, but it does not even end there. Police are also looking for her cousin. What is the cousin's name? I don't even know. It doesn't say. Darius White reported $99 million in income.
What?
And also attempted to claim a huge refund. Apparently, White was too smart to drive by the grocery store to pick up her check. But yes, they...
Do they know how filing taxes works?
Like, so here's the thing. Nobody enjoys taxes. I don't enjoy paying taxes. I just had to write the IRS a huge check a few months ago, and I was sick about it. I'm still sick about it. Like, that set my savings account back. Like, bitch, I'm mad about it.
I don't get no checks.
Like, it's October now, and I'm thinking, okay, well, let me just save my money for the rest of the year.
Let me just prepare for the IRS to kick my ass in a few months.
Yes, because I work for somebody else, and I work for myself. So the IRS is just like, well, we're going to take it from here and there. We're just going to go ahead and take all of your money. Sweetheart, I understand this tax situation is stressful. I get it. But what you cannot do is lie to such a magnitude to where you are getting back millions of dollars and think that ain't nobody gonna take a second look at what the fuck you turned in. Especially if you had last year, you turned in yo, you filled out your W-2 and your shit was like, okay, $46,000 at AT&T. You had a little winter job at Nine West during the Christmas rush. Okay, you got yourself another $3,000. Like, you can't go from a regular ass W-2 to all of a sudden claiming $1 million back from the government and think ain't nobody gonna come get you. So my read this week goes out to Bridget and her cousin Darius, two of the dumbest bitches I have ever heard of. I don't know what made you hoes think you was gonna get away with this, but this is one instance where I'm just like, you know, the government is not all bad. They get a bad rap, you know. Lord knows it's plenty of shit out here that the government could be doing better. But as far as taking down some of these goddamn idiots, they're on top of it. Because I just don't know how stupid you had to be to think that shit was really going to work. And then for them to tell you to come get it at a supermarket? At a fucking... You don't think they would have you come to an IRS office? Like, okay, girl. All right.
This is why I keep reminding y'all. Because dumb. Because you have to, like... Sometimes that's all that there is to say. There's nothing like dumb. I can't think of any other response or explanation.
Not to mention, they kept calling into the IRS to check on the status of their refund. Like, so often that people started recognizing their names. And that's why the IRS set up a sting, like, to catch these two. Like, not that you was going to get away with it anyway, but you just sped up the process by calling them over and over about your fake money that you was not going to be getting back. You hoes is just dumb. Whatever they do to you, girl, I don't know. Ooh.
I'll never forget when the PlayStation 3 had just came out. I don't remember how old I was, but I had a little whatever job somewhere, and I went to go file my taxes at, like, one of those little stores. My mother was actually a CPA. Well, my mother is a CPA. And... whatever, that black lady in that shop did my shit all the way wrong. And it said that my refund was supposed to be like $800. And I wanted that PS3 so bad. And I was like, yes, I can go get this. Wrong as fuck.
Oh, hell.
I took it home and my mother saw it. And my mother was like, what? You don't make no damn money to be getting no motherfucking $800. My mother was like, give me all your forms. And she did it over.
Yes.
She did it over and refiled it because she was like, what the government won't do is be coming here
right.
looking for you.
Not for you.
Because that bitch wanted to do this shit incorrect. You ain't getting no PS3, 4, 5s, or 6 until you can pay for that shit. But you're all but like, and then the check was like $100.
Of course it was. Your mama's like, here's your $56 you yes. really got. I don't know what that bitch
get
marked on this form.
Some jeans and some juicy fruit and call it a year, bitch, because yes. that's it. I was pissed.
Go on and fill up your gas tank and go to the movies because that's all you buying with this little check. Listen, be glad you even getting a refund because everybody out here ain't able. So, but you hoes, y'all some dumbass bitches.
I wish that the IRS would just be like, you don't have to give us nothing and we're not giving you anything. If like, I wish that they would just be like, you good. Like, just leave me out of it all together.
If I could just break even with you hoes because, listen, I'm not good at it. I have to take the papers to somebody else because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But if they could just be like, we straight, you don't send us nothing, we don't send you nothing, see you next year. That would be ideal. You bitches, though, in Georgia, y'all got it, the game completely fucked up. And that's my read this week. What about you?
Apparently Ebola can live in semen for up to 82 days.
What?
It's just something that ran down my
okay.
Twitter feed.
Well, this is absolutely none of my business. I know some of you may have that concern, but that's not my problem at all.
It's making it hard out here for us.
Huh.
So my read is going to be for this Ukrainian guy named Vitiligo Seduction. I don't know what the fuck this man's name is, and I don't give a fuck to try and pronounce it
okay.
correctly. Right. Vitaly Gelato, whatever.
This is rude.
He had he was in the news recently. He was the reason that Kim Kardashian and family have been walking around Paris with shooters and things of that nature because he bum rushed Kim as she was getting out of her car to like grab her or take a picture with her, like some ridiculous nonsense. And apparently he does this all the time to celebrities.
What?
This man was banned from red carpets and events in the USA because he like apparently swung on Brad Pitt at the Maleficent film premiere.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
And broke his sunglasses. He went on the stage of the Grammys and tried to accept one of Adele's awards.
What?
And just recently, he bum rushed Ciara after the Kim Kardashian thing, mind you. Found Ciara on her way to like a Valentino fashion show. Came up behind her in this big trench coat and then ripped it off to be wearing this, like, you have to see it. It's like this shimmery gold Blanche Devereaux blouse.
I don't think
blouse.
So, sis. That's exactly what it's giving me. Yes, that is Blanche Devereaux at the club.
And then a thong and, like, some knee-high boots or something.
Okay.
And then he, like, grabs her, like, real rough and tries to get, you know, in on some of the paparazzi photos and stuff, which he obviously did. Luckily, her bodyguard was very close by and, like, yanked him off. Really quickly.
How is it that he keeps getting this close to people?
I don't know. The Paris police say they have no plans of taking any action against him because they don't feel like it's a big enough deal or emergency. Probably because the celebrities are American.
Yeah.
And so he's just free to roam around Paris and harass famous people and get naked and do things like this. Why? Because he wants attention. And yes, I'm giving him some more right now just by talking about him. But I also want to say this. First of all, fuck you for making me defend Kim Kardashian, because everybody knows that I don't like to do that. As much as I cannot stand what the Kardashians are about, and, you know, I think that a lot of celebrities are ridiculous. But just because you're a famous person does not give people the right to harass you physically, emotionally, or otherwise. Like, I don't feel like, well, you're going to have to deal with people talking shit about you. But I don't feel like just because these are famous people and cameras are around, you can just walk up on somebody and tackle them to the ground or put your arm around them right. in a fucking thong and be trying to take pictures with you. Like, Ciara actually handled it very, you know, very Kardashian-like. You mm-hmm. know, they're good friends. You know, actually not, since she didn't hire any fucking police or gunmen to holler her around afterwards. But she, you know, like, smirked it off right. and was like, this motherfucker is crazy. And the security guards dragged him off. And he had, like, some shit painted on his leg that said, I'm banned in the USA, but I rock Chanel or some dumb shit. Nigga, get a friend.
Oh, God.
Figure out wherever your mom and dad is. Figure out where they are, where they went wrong, how they hurt you, whoever it is that, like, led you to needing, I don't know if you're an only child, what it is about people who, like, go out of their way. Because we talk about celebrities on here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about celebrities on Twitter. I don't go out of my way to make jokes about famous people, but I don't care that much. Sometimes it's funny and we do it because it'll get a laugh off or whatever. And however the fuck you feel about it is however you feel about it. But I'm not about to go to a fashion show or a movie premiere and like,
right,
shove Erica Mena. Like, why? That's dumb. You have to be a lonely bitch to make it your mission,
mm-hmm,
to follow famous people around. And you're pissed that they banned you because they're not playing that shit around here in the United States of motherfucking America. They're not having you come around to nobody in no G-strings and fucking Golden Girls dresses and be like, here I am, let's all take a picture with me and my fucking shellacked over hair. Like, take your ass to wherever the fuck you came from and stop the fucking shenanigans. Like, absolutely. What?
I cannot. Just because
I don't care how famous somebody is, I don't care how ridiculous a celebrity can be, they don't deserve for someone to be coming and like physically assaulting and harassing them like that. Get a life. And it's all because you want to be on blogs and stuff, nigga. Like, again, pick up a trade, learn to make shoes or something, or cut hair, do something. Like, besides harassing people, get a fucking life.
Call a friend. Like, how are you this bored with yourself? You don't have shit else to do.
It's just like stans that will post up in someone's mansions that, like, just to drag them all day long. Like, people, like Madonna fans who will sit in Lady Gaga's mentions all day long and call her crooked face bitch or whatever the fuck. Or, like, even the Beehive. Like, you know, like, you can leave Keisha Cole and Carrie Hilson alone sometimes. Like, you don't, like, if the bitch say something crazy, because Carrie Hilson for years would tweet stuff that was like, how do I not make a joke about this? Like, how do I not? And Keisha Cole fighting people over Birdman, like, of course we're going to drag you. But you don't have to be like...
And wearing white knee-high boots, too. Remember what I said last week about hood rat shoes? That bitch had on white, like, lace-up knee-high boots with open toes. I saw... Well, maybe the toes wasn't open, I don't remember. But I saw them boots and I was like, Kia would have a fit. Kia would have a fit at these shoes. That bitch.
Bad enough that everybody's always making fun of Ciara's toes, because Ciara's feet look like hands.
They do. But I heard that about a lot of dancers, that they have fucked up feet. I just didn't know she was one of them kind of dancers. I thought they was like ballet.
I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't feel like you need to, like, oh, well, let me just go ahead and stalk so-and-so's timeline and see what they're talking about so I can make fun of them.
Right.
Like, I don't... And that's one thing, because I just feel like social media is a lost cause at this point. But I'm not going to go and physically assault or harass people, especially because it's the same thing with PETA, how they'll go on the fucking red carpet and throw flour on Kim Kardashian. Like, that's hilarious, but it's also fucked up. Like, I don't care how ridiculous she is. I don't care how many black dicks she sucked. She doesn't deserve to have somebody come and throw paint on them. Mary J. Blige said, bitch, throw paint on this mink
if you want to.
See if I don't drag your ass bloody through the streets of Harlem or wherever the fuck I'm at. Brooklyn, the Bronx, the Hudson River, bitch. We can do it all over the tri-state area if you want to. We can go to wherever, because I will fuck you up if you play with me like that. And for good reason. We sat here and we talked about how we felt like Kanye West had the right to smack the shit out of that paparazzi for trying the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Like, some stuff is just too much. And I understand how
Chris Brown and the girl who tried to kiss him.
Some stuff is just doing way too much.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who the celebrity is or how ridiculous they are. They don't deserve for you to just be absolutely fucking, like, to go out of your way to be ridiculous and, like, grab them, touch them, assault them, like...
Yeah, once you start putting your hands on people, trying to get into, like, their face and getting all up in their space and shit, that's when I lose all sympathy for you. Like, I can understand, like, I take up for you or whatever if celebrities just kind of come at you out of nowhere. Or Chris Brown, you know, Chris Brown is crazy and erratic. Okay, Chris Brown took your phone and threw it out the club. I believe that. Chris Brown's a dickhead for that. But you just run up on somebody.
Even like TMZ said, like, he called Harvey, whatever her face is, the
Harvey.
Devil.
Yeah,
and
did.
I agree, because even that footage of him with the girl who tried to kiss him on the mouth, they're like, Chris Brown shoves another girl, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, if
why are you ignoring you were the context? In that right.
situation, I'd love to know what your reaction would have been, because my reaction would have been the exact same thing.
Yes.
I don't care who you are. You grab and you she grabbed his face. Right. Like, grab his face, and he very quickly swatted her arm off. Yes. And was like, excuse me.
I'm going to take that as a threat. How are you just going to grab my fucking face? I don't know you, bitch.
Like, being famous or choosing to be in a part of that world, you are also accepting a lot of bullshit that comes with it. People sit up here and talk about Blue Ivy's hair all the time. Mm-hmm. Child is 2 years old, already slang. But people, like, feel almost like it's, you know, like... Yeah. And even if you think that the joke is funny, like, imagine as a parent having to have all of these people make fun of your baby's hair, your first baby at that, you know? But I feel like that is some shit that you have to deal with when you're famous. Like, you have, there's a lot of bullshit that comes with the good. Mm-hmm. But what I feel like is absolutely uncalled for and unnecessary at all times is putting your hands on people. I don't give a fuck how famous they are. I don't give a fuck how you feel about them. Keep your motherfucking hands to yourself, because I'm always going to be about my what circumference, and you better motherfucking respect it. All of it.
Yes, I don't even like niggas radius, in my bubble.
Diameter, the whole thing, bitch, it's mine. You stay out of it unless you're invited in, and that's the end of it. And if you come into my circumference without my permission, we're going to have a problem.
We really are. That's just really it. Like, fuck, you're not just going to touch me, nigga. Fuck you.
So, Vitiligo, Velveeta Cheese, whatever the fuck your name is, bitch, stay at home. Get, like, find a friend. Like, they've got all sorts of social apps out here where you can literally just meet people on the internet. If you're so, you know, you love sequins, apparently, there's probably a Tumblr page somewhere that's dedicated strictly to sequin garments. Like, make friends. Contact your family, figure out where you were steered wrong or what happened. Like, get a life, motherfucker. Yes. Like, get a fucking life.
All right.
And also, Floyd Mayweather needs to sit his motherfucking ass down somewhere, too. Yes, I have seen.
I want to see the whole thing.
Thank you to the people who have sent me the clips of this Jamaican lady who is in the barbershop as Floyd is trying to get his haircut, and she did not know who he was, and he is, like, he was pissed about it. And the other thing about it is that Jamaican people are so fiery. Like, we're very passionate and proud people and don't give a fuck. So she's like, I don't know who you are. Me nor Beyonce, me nor Rihanna. Like, she's like, she's right. pissed. Like, but she's not even pissed. He is pissed. And she's like laughing at him, like, I don't see the big deal. Like, he's like, do you have a television? Because she's like, I don't know who you are. Like, I know boxing. I know Mike Tyson. I have no idea. Do you know who? Do you have a television? She said, mouth for TV. And I mean, oh, so like, she's like,
oh, I just love the accent. I love when you do it.
She is basically like, we love a fight. Like, okay. Please. Yeah. Because she sat up there, this Jamaican lady I've never seen in my life, read Floyd Mayweather for points. She said, not only do I know celebrities,
yes,
I know the ones that matter. She is named Beyonce. She said Beyonce, Rihanna, and certain other stars. Not including you. And right. This nigga came out of nowhere and was like, I make 100, he's a nigga who make 100 million in 60 minutes or whatever. And she's like, I know Mike Tyson. I have yes. 4 TVs
yes.
in my home. Never seen you on one of them. Like, and what do you say to that? You can't fault her for not knowing. You can't be mad at her because she ain't never heard of you before.
But you was a piece of shit Jamaicans. For getting mad because she didn't know who you was in the first place. That's such a dumb thing to get mad about, because somebody don't recognize you. You so full
of such an asshole.
Nigga, go recognize a book. Shit. Go recognize some fucking flashcards. Why are you over here trying to talk shit about somebody else? Because she don't know you. Like, you just that damn great.
Ugh. And what's worse is, you know, like, he already struggles with, like,
literacy.
Regular old English. So yes. This woman here speaking in patois to him.
You know, like, okay.
Mouth. 4 TV.
I hope she put up 4 figures so he knew what she was talking about.
I want to know her Instagram, because I'll follow her. I want her to do a selfie in front of her 4 TVs. Like a pic frame, like with her in front of each TV.
And then the caption, like, and you ain't on none of them. Like, with, I'm so.
With Pacquiao on the TV, on each TV.
Like, okay, see, that would be shame.
Never heard of you.
That's shame, but that shit is everything. I just love that. But girl, fuck you. You all full of yourself for no fucking reason, bitch. I don't have to know who you are. Like, who the fuck are you, Floyd Mayweather? That don't. I love her.
Every week. Yes. So that's The Read.
All right. Yes, that wraps up another episode of The Read. Like we said earlier, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read, and check out thisistheread.com, where you can see every episode and where we'll be next and bios and all kinds of stuff. So, yep, that's a thing.
I think there are still tickets left for Dallas.
Oh, yes. TheReadDallas.com.
TheReadDallas.com. We also are very close to getting some more dates for the rest of the year. A couple more.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about them just yet. All but right. We're going to say that after Dallas, we are working.
Yes. We have some things coming to those of you in who are listening. So.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But yes, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Best way to follow us is on, again, social media to get all the latest news and updates. And that wraps it up for me. Oh, shout out to Miami. I just went last weekend with my BFFs, Adrian and Terry, and we had a great time just in the ocean basically all day, every day. And it was glorious. I love Miami so much. I miss it. Like,
you're welcome.
Yes, thank you for sharing your city with me, and the fact that you guys have a beach that can be used in September. Like, it's a blessing, and I didn't even know I needed it in my life. Like, I didn't even know it was possible until I
New Yorker that I have come across for the almost 2 years
Been 2 years. Wow.
Any one of y'all who had something slick to say when I said I can't wait to go back home or that I missed home, if you've never been to Miami, suck a dick from the back. Because when you actually go, if you come back to this bitch and tell me that you don't get it, you're crazy.
Miami is life.
Thanks. I'm learning to love New York City. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There are parts of it that are absolute shit, but there are parts of Miami that suck too. So I'm learning to actually like really enjoy New York City. There are a lot of really awesome opportunities and things that I would have never experienced if I didn't move here. So I don't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. But Miami's the shit. Don't ever fucking forget it. And while we're on the topic, the acronym this week will be LTDE, which stands for Leave Trick Daddy Alone. Because not only is Trick Daddy a legend,
okay,
he's a pioneer in Southern rap. He helped co-parent me and make me into the person that I am today.
Ooh.
And he also has lupus. Like, Trick Daddy's sick. So I don't know why, like,
I think people don't know that. Like, when they talk about his pictures, I hope people don't know that. But I saw a couple people saying something. And that's fucked up.
At the end of the day, Trick Daddy has done so much for really the world. And what have you done?
Oh. Okay.
There's that.
That hurt my feelings and it wasn't even directed to me.
Mm. Well, that's how I feel.
Okay. Well, that's all I got.
Won't do is come for Trick Daddy. You won't come for Trina. That's just like, it's what you won't do. You won't ever.
Oh, God.
Ever do it. Trick Daddy is off limits as far as I'm concerned. And I really hope he's not dating Mimi.
Excuse me?
Because apparently Mimi was like on his arm at his birthday party or something like
Mimi
that.
Mimi loving hip hop, Mimi? Look, can we end this? Because that sounds like bad news.
I'm done.
We will see y'all next week.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. So if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health, or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.